covering of his gallbladder. The good news is I haven't had any pain on my side since they took that gallbladder out. So it seems to be working wonderfully. I feel wonderful today. It seems like I've made a good turnaround on that recovery. And I appreciate the prayers and the cards and the phone calls, everything that I received from y'all. The great encouragement. All right, tonight we have the movie, Let There Be Light. It's a good movie. It's got a good storyline in it. It's got some storylines in it. It's more for adults. So for the kids, I didn't leave them out. I'll be playing in the back room over there, A Dog's Way Home. So we'll have two movies going on at the same time so that everybody can enjoy it. So come out and enjoy some popcorn. I don't know if it'll be as good as Russ's popcorn, but I'm going to make some popcorn tonight and just have a good time this evening. We got some good news. Yvonne was baptized on Friday. We have another sister in Christ. She's been working with the ladies on the ladies' class. And she was baptized this Friday, so now we have a young baby in Christ, so we all need to be there and support her and help her and guide her as a new Christian, because we've all been there, right? We know how that it can be a struggle starting out. But this is good news. All right, this morning's lesson is about courage. You know, a few weeks ago when I preached about all the struggles that Christians you'll face. You're going to face turmoils. You're going to face struggles, trials and tribulations. And we talked about how short and momentary that is. This is kind of a continuation of part two of this lesson, a little bit of a series of this lesson. So I want to talk to you about how to have courage in this time and age with all these trials and tribulations, to be strong for Christ. We got to break it down this morning. We're going to talk about having courage to stand alone, courage to stand firm, courage to stand out, and the courage to stand tall. If you were in this Bible class this morning, it was a good lead up to this morning's lesson. As we talked about spreading the word of Christ and having the courage to be able to do that, and some of the five things why we don't. I mean, Dale kind of took that away from us this morning, and there's the five reasons why we can't do it. He took that excuse away from us this morning. So I want to talk about these things, about giving you encouragement in this time and age to be a Christian. Standing alone. Don't be afraid to stand for what you believe in, even if that means you stand alone. So often as Christians, we're going to have to stand alone in this world and age. It's even getting worse as the world gets further and further closer to that time frame. Christianity seems to be a bad thing in this world, and it's getting more and more like that. You'll see this verse again, but in Psalms 119, verse 19, it tells us, I am a stranger in this earth. Hide not thy commandments from me. You ever felt in a bunch of people, around a bunch of people, and you felt like you were a stranger or all alone? As a Christian at work, in today's time and age, do you feel at times that you're all alone? You're standing up and nobody's there with you. Sometimes, even when we're in here together, sometimes we feel like we are standing alone. That's not a bad thing. We need to be able to have the courage to stand alone, to do what's right when nobody else will do what's right. We have to have that courage as Christians. And 1 Corinthians 15:58 tells us this, therefore, my dear brethren and sisters, stand firm, let nothing move you. Always give yourself fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor is in the Lord is not in vain. You know, in the fire service, coming up to the fire service, you know, I was a young firefighter, kind of get out there and wanted to impress everybody, was out there washing the engine, was out there working hard and showing off what a new firefighter should do. And I had some of the other firefighters come up to me and go, stop that. Stop what? You're working too hard. They'll expect that all the time if you do that. You ever heard that? They'll expect you to do that all the time. As in as a Christian in today's world, we should be working for the Lord all the time. Right. We should, if nobody's out there working with you, you should be out there working for the Lord. When you're at work, if nobody backs you up, you should be working for the Lord. You out there with your neighbors, you should be working for the Lord. I don't care if you're all by yourself. As a Christian, we should have the courage to work for the Lord. Why? Because we know that our work is not in vain. We know the what we're going to receive. So we need to be working for the Lord when we're at the grocery store, no matter where we're at in life. We need to be working hard, standing firm, let nothing move you for the work of the Lord. But let me tell you something. It tells us in Deuteronomy 31:6, be strong and of good courage. Do not fear, nor be afraid of them. For your Lord, your God, he is the one who will go with you. It will not leave you nor forsake you. I know in today's time and age, as Christians, sometimes we feel all alone. But we need to understand we are never alone. Because Christ just promised us, God just promised us that he will never leave us nor forsake us. He will always be there for us. So when you're in that middle of that situation at work and you think you're all alone and you got to do the right thing when nobody else will do the right thing, you are not by yourself. You need to have the courage to realize that the Lord is right there with you. You're never alone. You may feel alone in this world. You may have to have the courage to stand up and do things when nobody else will, all by yourself, but you're not alone. That's the great promise of the Lord. You know, we got to stand firm. No, standing firm, you know, somebody can stand firm. You ever seen a boxer? He's not going to just stand there and get hit. He's going to stand and firm to be ready for that battle. As Christians, we need to be ready for that battle. We need to be standing firm for the Lord and be willing to be ready to fight that fight for Christ. It was read earlier, Ephesians chapter 6, and I encourage you to go read all the way through verse 20. The full armor of God, so that you can take your stand against the devil. Let me tell you something about God. He's already promised us that he will never leave us or forsake us, is that right? But he will never put you in a situation that he does not equip you for. So when you're standing firm to fight that battle, he's going to prepare you and give you everything you need to withstand that battle. So you ain't got to do it by yourself. He's going to give you the full armor, everything that you need to handle any situation that you have. So we need to have the courage to stand firm for God, for Christ. We got to have that courage no matter what situation we're in. We are willing to stand up for the Lord. It says, it tells us here, be on your guard. Stand firm in the faith. Be men of courage and be strong. We're told to stand firm in our faith. Stand strong. When you're standing firm and there, you're prepared. Because let me tell you, when you're doing what's right, Satan's going to start attacking you. When you're doing what you supposed to, when you're ready to stand firm, Satan's coming after you. But well, like we just read a moment ago, the Lord's going to provide everything that you need to protect you. And he's going to be right there beside you all step of the way. And we need to understand that. Sometimes we get nervous. And, well, you know, I don't want to step firm because I don't know how this is going to end up. Like you said earlier, the Lord already has it planned out. He's already won the battle for us. That's what we need to understand. The courage we have to have as Christians, really? Not a whole lot of courage because, you know, you ever seen that little guy stand up to that big dude and that big dude all of a sudden back down? Because usually there's a bigger dude behind him and the little kid don't see it. Yeah, I'm brave, not realizing somebody's standing strong behind him. That's what we have as Christians. We can stand firm to anything because we got the Lord standing behind us. Standing tall for us. So we have nothing to fear. When you stand up for the Lord, He has your back. That's what we need to understand. Let me tell you, right here, right now, this is my verse. This is what I lean on quite a bit right now. I love this verse. But Moses told the people, don't be afraid, just stand still and watch the Lord rescue you today. The Lord Himself will fight for you. Just stay calm. All we got to do is stay still. And the Lord will rescue us today. We have nothing to fear. All we got to do is stand here and be calm. Because the Lord's going to fight the fight for you. That's what we don't realize. When we go to battle for the Lord, we don't have to fight the fight. We just have to stand there and stand firm because the Lord's going to fight it for us. He's going to rescue us. I like that. He's going to rescue you today. All right, we have to have the courage to stand out, brothers and sisters. So often in the world today, once we leave this room, it's easy to stand out when we're among brothers and sisters. Are we really standing out? No. But when we're out in the world, it's so easy to just to kind of blend in with the day-to-day life. When I put this picture up here, I didn't really realize what I was looking at until I started working on this sermon. Look at all the blue faces. They're frowning. Look at the one in red. I like to say the one in red is washed in the blood of Jesus. You know what I'll say about all of those? Every one of them faced trials and tribulations. And that's what we need to understand and realize. Every one of us are going to face trials and tribulations, and all of they are going to face trials and tribulations. But you know how we stand out is during our trials and tribulations, we have a smile on our face. We realize the Lord has our back. And then the rest of the people in the world look at us, I know you're going through what I'm going through. Why you got a smile on your face? Because we have a better understanding of things. We know the Lord is there for us. And we know the Lord won't put no more on us than we can bear. We know the Lord has something better for us. So we need to stick out and stand out in the world. We shouldn't try to blend in. We're told in Romans 12, verse 2, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that is good and acceptable. Thank you. I read it 100 times. Acceptable and perfect in the will of God. We got to be different from this world. You know, I've noticed this summer we've had a lot of butterflies, and I've seen some very unique and beautiful butterflies. You think about where that butterfly came from. Something that big and beautiful come from a worm that in a cocoon and transformed in something that beautiful. That is y'all. You think about it. Before you became a Christian, where were you at? Dark, ugly world. But where are you at now? You're transformed. When you see that butterfly fly across, it catches your eye every time because you see something great and beautiful. That's what the world should see in you. You should be willing to stand out. You should be willing to be that Christian that everybody looks to you. Why is there something different about that person? We got to have the courage in the world, and not just in here, but out there, to be willing to stand out so they see that there's something different about us. Listen to this, Acts 13, verse 47. For this is what the Lord has commanded us. I have made you a light for the Gentiles, that ye may bring salvation to the end of the earth. You know, salvation, Christ through us, brings salvation to the world. This world is lost. And without you being the light that they need, they stay lost. But listen to that first part. For this is what the Lord has commanded us. It's not an option. You can't blend into the world to be okay with the Lord. We have a commandment to stick out and to let our light shine. We have a commandment to be different. We have a commandment not to be a part of this world. So it's not an option. You can't go through your Christianity just kind of skating by. The Lord expects you to be the light of this world. We all know this verse. You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do we stick a candle under a bowl, but we put it on a candlestick so all the house may see it. That's how you need to be different. No matter where you go, people notice you. And that takes courage. Because it's so easy to be at work and just do your thing at work and hopefully nobody notices you or what you're doing. Or be out here in the public and you just go through life and maybe nobody notices you. What a light are you? What different are you making in the world? We have that commandment to be the light of the world, to stick out, to be different. The verse we read earlier, I am a stranger on this earth. Do not hide your commandments from me. I tell you what, you take me and drop me off in Germany. They'll know I don't belong there. You drop me off in Australia. It don't take long for them to realize, hey, you don't belong here. In Egypt, you drop me off and go, oh, yeah, he definitely doesn't belong here. That's the way y'all should be. We should be dropping you off in this world and everybody should be like, yeah, he don't belong here. Something different about that individual. Something different about it. And it should be something different that they want to be a part of. That's the difference. People are drawn to the light. So when they see you, they should want to be a part of that. That, something different. And I like the last part. Don't hide your commandments from me. As Christians, you should be praying to the Lord, what do you need from me, Lord? Don't hide your commandments from me. Tell me what you want out of me. And let me do it, Lord. Not only should I be a stranger, but Lord, guide me in which way you want me to go. Who I need to show the light to. Because it's about His will, not about ours. We talked about that in today's class. It's not about us. It's about doing God's will. 1 John 5:11 and 12. I'm going to read it from my Bible because I can't quite see it from up there. In 11, it says, 1 John 5 and verse 11, it says this. And this is the testimony. God has given us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life. You know where our light comes from? Same place we got our eternal life from ourselves. Our light comes from Jesus Christ. So when they look at you, they should be seeing Christ Jesus. There's where we make the difference of sticking out. Because I tell you right now, Christ definitely does not fit in this world. He sticks out like a sore thumb. Look at His walk on earth. How different He was when He walked on earth. The leaders of the church wanted to get rid of Him because He was so different. That's the way we should be. That's the courage we should have to be willing to let everybody see Christ in us. I don't know if y'all have heard this song, but I listened to the Christian radio station, and it's got a song that says, I'm a nobody. Want to tell everybody about somebody who saved my soul. Let the whole world see Jesus. Amen. And that's the way we should be. We should be a nobody. Want to tell everybody about somebody who saved our soul. That's the kind of difference that we need to be. That's kind of the way we need to stand out. We need to stand tall. You know, this is different from standing alone, standing firm. And this is different, because when you're standing out, standing tall has a different approach. When you stand tall for Christ, there's nothing hiding you back. You have a joy that you want to share to everybody, and you don't care who knows about it. So often, as we talked about earlier, we just kind of ease our way through life. But we have to have a Christian, the encouragement to be able to stand tall no matter where we're at. And 1 Timothy 4:12 tells us this. Don't let anyone look down on you because you were young. But set an example for the believers in speech, in life, in love, in faith, and in purity. Don't let anybody look down at you because you're a Christian.
Oh, I'm a Christian.
I believe this. I'm a Christian. And this is what I believe, and I'm going to show you the example. Stand tall with that. Don't be afraid of that. Don't let anybody look down because you're a Christian, because they want us to be quiet. This is the time we need to speak out for Christ. This is the time and the way the world's going that we need to speak out and let everybody know that I'm not afraid of being a Christian. Because that's something, if they understood it, they would be in the same boat. They would be shouting for the Lord. They would have a zeal for Christ that just absolutely got them excited. Just like we were talking about this morning in class. We know this one. Romans 1 verse 16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation. For who? For everyone. Who's that leave out? Nobody. Whoever believes, to the Jews first and also to the Gentiles. We need not to be ashamed. There's nothing to be ashamed of what we do, because we have something that will bring life well beyond death.
Amen.
And we need to be excited about that. We need to have the courage to be that way. Matthew chapter 5, 11 and 12 tells us this. Blessed are ye when the people revile you and persecute you and hurl all kinds of evil against you. Falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. That's what we have the understanding is. We know our rewards are going to be great in heaven. So we should be standing out. Man, you don't realize the gift that I have. If you only understood what I'm going to receive, you would want it. And you need to be excited about it. Fight the good fight of faith. Take hold of the eternal life on which you were called when you make your good confession in presence of all of many witnesses. Fight the good fight. The Lord, He's already promised us He's never going to leave us and never going to forsake us. He's already promised us He's going to provide us everything that we need to do for the fight. We just have to have the courage, the willing to step up. Let me ask you something this morning. If you're able to stand this morning, stand. If you have the courage to stand alone. Stand if you have the courage to stand firm. Stand if you have the courage to stand out if you're able. Stand if you have the courage to stand tall.
Yeah.
Now that you're standing, what I want you to do is I want you to look around. Take a moment. Look around who all is around you. You're not standing alone, are you?
No.
This is one thing about this congregation that we are truly blessed with. We are united as a congregation. And you need to be encouraged about that. We are united with our elders. We are united with our deacons. And we are united with our brothers and sisters in Christ. I know that you may be struggling with things because I hear the prayer list all the time. I listen to the prayer list. And we're going to have a song of invitation here in just a moment. And you may be thinking, oh, Brother Bear, I struggled with standing alone this week. maybe in a day or ago, that you've had an incident where you struggled with that. You may have had an incident where you have a struggle standing firm this month. You may be struggling to be standing out all year long. You may be struggling standing tall. Let's go back to this verse. Exodus 14, verse 13 and 14. Moses told the people, and I'm telling you today, don't be afraid. Just stand still and watch the Lord rescue you today. The Lord Himself will fight for you. Just stay calm. So it doesn't matter what's happened a few days ago. It doesn't matter what happened a month ago. It doesn't matter what you struggled with all year long. The Lord will rescue you today, no matter what struggles you're going through. We need to realize that and have the courage and understand that our Lord will never leave us. He'll never forsake us. He'll provide us everything that we need to be able to stand up tall and strong in the Lord. No matter what you're facing right here and now, it doesn't matter, because the Lord will rescue you today. Dale will be coming up here to take anybody who's struggling, because I just told you to look around and see who's around you, and you're not by yourself. You're not. So the prayers of this congregation will help you through any struggles that you may be going through. Ray's going to the back if you need a personal private prayer, that he'll be back there for you. Just know, no matter what you may be going through right now, no matter how long it's been, the Lord promises to rescue you today. Why don't you sing with us?
I serve a risen Savior.